That was the original truck. Okay. We have an agenda. There's agendas on the table here, Lauren, if you want an agenda. And, our mover's out. So I need a motion to accept the agenda unless you, anything to add.
I will make a motion to approve the agenda.
Clyde M. CM moved. DD seconds. Dan Dougherty seconds. So you can read my notes.
Oh, I've got them typing right now.
Okay. To approve the agenda, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public comments. Anything to say to address the board? Lauren? Conrad? Victoria, got anything you want to talk to us about this morning, first off?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're welcome.
Nope.
Speak.
Or not.
How are you?
There's an agenda. Oh, there he is. Sean, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Sean, good. We just got the agenda approved. We're in the public comments section. President's report. Things are running along pretty well. We just need to get the newsletter off the dime, and things are rocking along. Weather cooled down. Feels great. The treasurer, the secretary's report, the minutes.
I was not present for the last meeting, and there was a technical issue with the recorded minutes, so I have to recreate some of the minutes from the last meeting. Bill and I discussed it this morning, so we're going to button that up next week, and then we'll get them put on the website for everyone to see what happens.
Okay. So no minutes. Treasurer's report. Oh, we need to get out of here quick. All right? Okay. So
I'd like to make a... Oh, okay. I can end this right now. I don't know.
Trigger.
I'm on it.
Lance is... okay, Lance...
Did we make the motion to approve that?
So we're going to have to approve the minutes because you didn't have anything to report.
You know, I think the only thing that happened was in the bathroom, but we usually make a motion to accept the agenda as
we did that
presented. Oh, man.
We did. You
wow.
We
that was bad.
Go back to the bathroom.
We're bad. You guys get a lot more done when I'm in there.
The old settlers picnic is...
My second thought.
Lance is here? Who's there? Sean?
I said it. Yeah. Yeah, John said we get a lot more done when he's not here, and I said I second that.
All right, thank you, Sean.
All in favor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Now,
keep it up.
Adam said, okay. Adam said Lance was going to call in. I'm not sure that he doesn't sound like he's here. Each of us received the statements of the treasurer's report or the from the.
So I have Lance's information. If you want me to read that.
Okay.
So, bingo netted $40 for us. Pancake breakfast netted 1,052 in donations and 312 in Walker merchandise. We had about 116 adults and 18 kids. We received $2,025 in donations sent in to the firehouse, not including what has been received through the normal channels by the accountants. Current statement, total assets, $326,740.38. Slight decrease from last month, which was $334,429.32. Total current assets, cash in the bank, $207,479.96. Slight decrease from last month, $215,168.90. Net income, $2,312.25. Total liabilities, $351.43. Total expenditures, $21,560.16. Walker Trash Collection Services, current total liabilities and equities, $25,992.61, down from last month, $27,472.61. Lance has prepared the full newsletter and submitted to Conrad for his part. And we had a question about the Aiken monthly fees, so we confirmed that. Is it $65.38? Lance and I worked on that. So that's everything from Lance.
That's the monthly fee?
Yeah.
It's $65?
Yep. We thought it was more, but it's fine.
Okay. Okay. Any questions about the treasurer's report?
My only question is, and it's kind of about it, is the food donated for the pancake breakfast still?
Some is.
Okay.
There are expenses. Zimmerman still.
Okay, gotcha. Because I want to, we need to, I've never really thanked him publicly. And I'm, let me get with you, and I want to get the name of his company, and we'll just kind of do a thank you and then give a little blurb for his.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Right. Okay. You have a...
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to waive the reading of the actual minutes, which we actually don't even have yet, right?
We're in the minutes, we're in the treasurer's report.
Treasurer's
so
report.
You move to accept the treasurer's report?
I should I go back to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Where's Sean?
You have a second?
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I'll second that.
Too late. Dan already seconded. All in favor?
He might be going to the bathroom.
All in favor? Aye. All opposed? No? Okay.
All right.
He passes. Archie's report.
Okay. Calls, five calls, two medical, one illegal burn, one odor investigation, and one possible structure fire that turned out not to be. Training, learned how to use our recently donated Folda tank, and we did an EMS overview. Fleet, engine 86 is in for servicing. Tender 83 is showing signs of rust inside the water tank. It's not an urgent situation, but will need to be addressed. Personnel, we have four firefighters attend a three-day extrication course put on by Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority. It's a three-day class. PRCC, there was confusion created as to the boundary of our service area versus Groom Creek's service area as a result of the new dispatching software that was installed. We remedied that confusion. Procurement, there was a problem with our SCBA order. In the middle of our ordering, the units we need were phased out for newer versions that would have been incompatible with our existing units, which would have defeated the purpose for getting new units. The vendor is selling us demos that are the same as our existing. They've never been used on a fire, and we'll be receiving a substantial discount for those.
That's cool.
I forget if he said $2,000 off or $2,500 off, but it's a $16,000 bill, and now it's going to be like $11,000 or
$12,000. Right. Right. That's
great. A couple of things, Clyde, sorry, that are not on the report. We had a Johnson fire occur on Sunday, September 22nd. It was very quickly escalated to a Type 2 incident, but that day that it started, there was massive air support on that fire, and then the next day it rained like hell. So, and then finally, the potato patch shed is, I got an email yesterday that said it was probably a week away from being able to house a truck. Hopefully that stands up as correct, but either way, it's just about done, even if it's a little longer than a week.
That's great.
That's it. I tried to do that fast for whatever.
Well, good for you.
Really
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm going to be asking questions. Who donated the Folda tank?
Someone, you were in this loop. Someone reached out from Phoenix. They bought an old truck from as a collector. And it had a Folda tank. Somehow this guy knows Walker Fire and reached out and went up, down and got it.
Okay.
It's like a little kind of swimming pool looking thing. It's about this tall and they come in varying sizes.
Put a pin in it or?
No,
it would be the draft out of. Like a water tender would dump in it and it would suck out of
it's
it.
It's like a pumpkin.
Similar.
Yeah, but
different.
Wow, cool. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And, okay, at the Johnson Fire, you have a nice little certificate back there I saw that says, thank you for your participation.
So,
all right, congratulations.
This is all thanks to Assistant Chief Van Atta. I was out of time, rained like hell, but they carried on like it was a legitimate threat, which I understand. David was very involved in going to meetings, and they gave us this call.
They actually had maps that they put a little thing up out front where they had a map of the fire and information they posted on the front door here. You were out of the loop, so we didn't really get the kind of communications back to the community that we could have if you been here.
Well, I did on that Sunday and also Monday.
Yeah.
Basically, we hit the road. As soon as it started raining, we hit the road.
Sure. Good. Have a motion to accept the fire chief's report?
I'll make a motion to accept the fire chief's report.
Second?
Second.
Rudy seconds. All right. Committee reports, you're all through with your maintenance, Rudy?
We are,
Firewise, do you have anything to add about Firewise, Lauren?
Not really. Crew's been busy on fighting fires. They spent 3 days here last week, cleaned up some jobs, and just about finished with the first equip project. Yeah, one more property.
Okay. Well, they had that one lightning fire, but we had a lightning strike on Potter Lane there. It blew three trees out, literally.
Hmm.
So it was a heck of a strike, but no fire. Right? It just blew everything out. Old business, Potato Patch Building, you talked about it. It looks like it's going to be ready pretty quick.
Last communication yesterday says about a week.
Right. And we have a very nice letter from an article from Tom that we're going to give to Conrad to add to the newsletter. So it looks like that's going to be, by the time it starts to freeze, you'll have a place to put your truck in time.
But the kind of the quick backstory to that is Tom was looking for a way, or Kurt, to just kind of let the community know that this building was now up and running. And they were actually going to have like a party of some sort. And he said, but the problem is we're so late in the year already, most people are already gone. So they were going to hold off till spring. So then my thought was, well, we'll put it in the newsletter just as an announcement.
And we have a disco dance.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Hello. Disco dance in the new building.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
You'll be wearing your suspenders.
Yeah.
Wild scene. Okay.
So that was kind of doing the tater trot. Yeah.
Okay. Newsletter, Conrad, I think that...
I've got everybody's articles except for two people. I've contacted all the advertisers and gotten everything back from them. I need to confirm that they got paid, so I will talk to them about that, and I'll start putting it together tomorrow.
Okay. My article's been infrared with my family. They
okay.
make sure that I haven't made a complete fool of myself.
Yeah,
no, that's fine. No. You're lucky you don't get it before middle of November.
So it's on track.
Do you have the thing from Tom DiMillo?
I got it all.
Okay, good. And the picture, you got Rudy's picture?
I got it, yeah, I got it.
Cool. Okay, I just resent it just in case you...
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I got it all. Rudy got it.
What's your target for getting that out? Like, actually, out to the printer?
It's going
to
take a week. Mm-hmm. So, like, next Friday,
okay.
Next Monday, I'll have it ready.
Okay, we'll have to talk to Joyce about the address
list.
Right. Because
it'll be basically the same as before. I have added some, or have asked her to make some changes when I'm aware of people that have moved in, but the new people, if we want to go to the county and get another list again, we get one free from them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much they would
like
charge
lifetime
us.
Or what?
No. Each year.
Okay.
They get you a list from my title company. They go directly to the county records. They can.
Well, then she spends several days cleaning it up.
Well, the cleanup is...
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Because we don't
properties like
we don't. Yeah, we don't send a duplicate addresses and you know that sort of thing. And there are some people.
Well, what I'm saying is, my title company can get you a raw. Here's every address for every.
Well, okay, let's talk about that. Let me talk to Joyce, see what she gets from them. She may get a little better refined. You know.
Yeah, and then the cleanup is a whole. I do my own cleanup.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk about it. Okay.
And then also, again, because I'm a realtor and I don't want
right, to... Right. No, I understand.
I don't
yeah.
want to know that.
Yeah.
That
I got you. Okay. Okay.
Time to stretch.
That's something different. No, that's something different. I don't know what the hell that is.
Lateral.
That's telling me to get this over with so I can
get
the
TV,
right? Okay.
You got 1 minute. Okay.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Anything else about the newsletter? I like that.
One thing I'm going to plug into the newsletter is
we've got
June 20th is going to be Walker Day. September 6th will be Firefighter Day.
That was in the next one.
I'll send that to you. I'll send that to you. We can plug it
in. Why not a little plug for what you were talking about earlier? If that's important.
Thanking the guy who supplies the food for
Right. Let me see if I can tie those together. Okay.
And also, my wife wants to do a new logo for Walker Fire, like. He's got a logo on his T-shirt. You've got one on yours. That's the one that's been on the newsletter. Is it okay if we do a new logo?
The Florian? Ours are similar, but there's some differences.
There's two of them that have been used.
This is the old thing. Bill had that patch, like, created or what that logo designed or created by someone. We've used that for quite a few things.
Yeah.
It's on our
I mean, what did you have in mind, and where would you, I mean, am I hijacking?
No. I think that, this isn't something that happens overnight, right? Because there's, you know.
I don't know.
Like,
she just looked at it and thought, oh, she could do better. And so she wants
your sweatshirt.
Okay.
That one is that one.
Yeah, what's on your hat?
Is that one.
Is
a version of that one.
Yeah, but there's, you know, there's a square tunnel and there's a round tunnel, you know, to do the work. Okay, so yeah.
So we'll
Okay. So it may not be done by this newsletter. It may be done for the next one.
And with that in mind, years ago, we had talked about a Walker Community logo, you know, where the gold meets the sky, something like that. And
slogan.
Yeah, like a slogan. Yeah, yeah, there you go. We talked about it a long time ago. We never went anywhere from that, but I wouldn't mind throwing that out to the community just to say, does anybody have a neat idea that something like that that we could put on our shirts? Again, a kind of a branding concept. So
water.
You guys are creative,
or
too.
Or something's in the water.
There must be something in the water. Yeah. Where all the children are above average. Something.
All right.
You know.
These are things that are not going to happen tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Slogan.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. Restructure. I've had some conversations with just one or two with Bill Karash. I need to read through the newsletter, through the bylaws again, and you know we get just see how we can fashion this thing,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll bring a couple of ideas back, either as an LLC or as a separate corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out which may be the best, and then there's some thoughts that we don't necessarily need it.
Right, that's me.
That's it. Yeah.
Me,
but. I'm not so sure. I'm in that camp too a little bit, I think. So it just depends. Okay, community announcements. Firewise, you already talked to you. WCAA, have any announcements?
Question. We've got a meeting coming up on the 26th. It'll be a fun thing to do. It'll be at swing time in Prescott Valley. There'll be games, batting, and so on. We also have on November the 9th,
Full Swing.
And what are the proceeds going towards?
I'm sorry?
How do they play some? That's right.
We'll have some catered
yeah.
Italian food there, and you know, some whatever the members bring as
right.
far as for browsing.
Right, right.
So there'll be some food.
Cool.
But it's not a fundraiser.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, on November the 9th, we'll have our Bazaar Bazaar, which is a fundraiser.
Right, right. And that's Belinda's house, I think, right?
Yes,
that sound right? And then when is your chili? Is it party?
We have nothing on our schedule for a chili.
Okay.
We're looking for a chairman for that.
Okay, gotcha.
Everything is set up. It'll be easy to do, but we need a chairman for that.
Right, I understand. Okay. I thought it would be upcoming. Okay.
Sorry, November 9th is called Bazaar Bazaar.
I'm sorry?
It's called Bazaar Bazaar.
Bazaar Bazaar.
Okay. Any other announcements? Public forum, anybody have anything to say? Address the board? About anything? No? Nothing?
I'd like to take a moment and make a motion to end the
adjourn?
October meeting.
Move to adjourn?
Sure.
Who seconds?
I'll second.
Dan Dougherty seconds. All in favor?
After all these years, I still don't know what to say. All right. Now is our time. Is that good?
Time is great.